This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You're listening to the Productive Muslim Podcast, Season 1, Episode 3.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Productive Muslim Podcast, the weekly podcast where we help you live a productive lifestyle so that you can be successful in this life and the hereafter.
Assalamu alaikum, productive Muslims. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Mifram Arif, and in today's episode, I have for you something different. So if you've been tuning into this podcast, you would have noticed that we have been taking on interviews with individuals and asking them about what makes them productive. However, this week is going to be slightly different, in which we're going to be bringing on an expert to give us insights on a topic that will help you live better and be able to be more productive. Now, the topic that we chosen today is the topic of pornography addiction. Now, the reason that we chose this topic in particular is because, unfortunately, it's a very common problem that is not spoken about as often. And as a result, those who have found themselves trapped in this can't find help. And the second reason is also that addictions in general are those that prevent us from being more productive. I'll give you an example, right? A person has these amazing goals they have in their life. They have commitments. They have contributions they want to make. They want to excel at work. They want to get top in their classes. But then when they are trapped in an addiction, that consumes all of their time. And so they are unable to progress and keep moving forward in their life. And so that's why we felt it's really important to be able to speak about these addictions and to be able to help you if you have unfortunately fell into this addiction and help you overcome it. So joining me on the show to cover this topic of pornography addiction is none other than Brother Wail Ibrahim. Now, he is an individual who's, mashallah, has done a lot of work in this area of pornography addiction. He's helped many individuals, many young men and women, and men and women of all different ages, really. And yes, women as well, to help them overcome this. And he is an author of the book titled Change, which is about breaking free from undesirable habits, especially pornography. So this episode is going to be the first part of a two-part series, which has been released previously. However, we have decided to re-release it on the podcast due to its popularity. And so in these two episodes, we'll be covering the danger of this, how to protect ourselves, and the cure as well. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. Stay tuned for part two, which is coming out next week. And without further ado, let's get started.
Is pornography a problem in your life? Is it a problem in your marriage? It doesn't have to be. You can beat it. Join Brother Wail Ibrahim for his new and exclusive Beat It course. Head over to ProductiveMuslimAcademy.com for more information.
Assalamu alaikum, Wail. Welcome. Thanks for taking the time to join us today.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, sister. Thank you for having me. Jazakumullahu khairan.
So the first thing I wanted to ask was, you do a lot of work in the area of pornography addiction and help people who suffer from this. So my question to you is, what motivated you to get into all this?
Well, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, bismillah walhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are a couple of things that really motivated me to start researching the topic and reaching out those people who may have been, jailed, or as I say, imprisoned within the cells of pornography. But the one story that I even mentioned in the blog on Productive Muslim before, yeah, that really got me started was this young boy who came to my center, and he was bluntly telling me that he wanted to commit suicide because of his addiction to porn. And I was shocked because he was 18 years old at that time. And I got to ask him, like, what is happening? Tell me more. And he started talking like he was introduced to pornography when he was like 10 years old. and he started visiting porn once every week and then once every 3 days. And then he came to a point of visiting these websites daily for hours. And of course, those people who normally visit these websites, they end up masturbating and so on and so forth. So he suffered from erectile dysfunction. He couldn't, function sexually anymore, even though he's watching these to enjoy, subhanAllah. And the people don't realize that porn promises nothing but pain, nothing but depression, nothing but sexual problems after problems. So this boy, I took an oath from him that he will never harm himself until I work hard and offer him some solutions. And this is what happened, alhamdulillah. We worked together for a year and a half, in which I started studying and asking coaches and mentors on this subject. And I offered him a lot of solutions. And until, alhamdulillah, he was free totally from porn. Until today, we are still in touch and he is free from porn totally, alhamdulillah. But still being medically treated from erectile dysfunction. May Allah save us all. So this is what got me started really seriously to study the topic and help others. Yeah,
I mean, it's just really shocking to hear that he was suffering with that medical condition at like age of 18.
Yeah. And until today, he's still suffering from that problem. And because of excessive masturbation, excessive watching and accessing these elements, he's now suffering from this problem. And this could happen to so many people around the world, millions of them.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I mean, to just clarify to everyone listening, like, what exactly is porn and like what mediums does it exist in today?
Right. If we get into technical definition or linguistic definition, pornography comes from that Greek word porne, which means actually female captive or prostitute, or porne, which means fornication, sexual immorality. That's the actual meaning of the word. So we as Muslims, if we talk now Islamically, how could Muslims have anything to do with prostitution, with fornication, with adultery, with sexual immoralities? All these things were clearly prohibited by Muslims. Yeah. And porn could exist in so many forms. And people think that porn exists only on websites, nudity, sexual, images, movies, and so on. But actually, there are many people who whose pornography is something different. Like I got a case, also I mentioned this on the blog, an old man who was a photographer, and actually he used to take pictures of, naked people from different buildings through that zoom lenses, and that was his porn. Fantasy. Because when I asked him how long you've been addicted to porn, he said 43 years ago. I said, excuse me, 43 years ago, pornography was not, doesn't exist. The production of films and even VHS and all that were not yet, accessible. You say, no, I started with this photography thing, taking pictures of naked people, alayhi billah, from buildings to buildings and so on. And with the rise of internet, he became heavily addicted. And by the way, the consequence of this particular, behavior with that particular man was divorce. He divorced his wife. His wife found out, he was called by his daughter, and the entire family was destroyed because of pornography. So pornography could exist in the mind of anyone through any means, through maybe magazines of photos of girls who are waiting inappropriately or something like that. But of course, the most common form of pornography that exists today is on the internet. Billions of websites are being launched day and night. If I show you some statistics, actually I could go through some of the statistics if we have time. You'd be scared to hear the number of websites that produce porn on the land, and the industry that
every day.
It's something like in billions. The numbers are like unlimited.
On the blog that you wrote up, and you actually explained about what different types of mediums were with regards to porn. And one thing that I found interesting was how you mentioned it can also be in texts and novels as well, in which people can be addicted to that.
Right. And I've been actually coaching a couple of sisters, unfortunately, who are addicted to these sexual novels, and they don't watch pornography on the internet. They don't have images or anything like that. Only the texts, only a story that would be, you are the director now. The reader of any book is the director. You will start forming the images in your mind of what you're reading. That's why they say you are what you eat, but you are what you read as well. The more you read, the more you start, you know, imagining things. So it's what type of things you read can affect heavily on your behavior. And those sisters, yani, all the cases that I receive regarding novels are from sisters. Many people think that only men who are addicted, but actually sisters too are infected with this. May Allah save us all. So yeah, novels can be, and I don't want to mention. Recently, there was a very popular movie, and that was also.
I think we all know what it is.
Yeah, and this was like available in every bookstore heavily. And that is something, walayadu billah, when you read a review, only the review about that novel is sexual by nature. Even the review, you cannot read.
Yeah, that's what concerns me as well. In that, like, say, like the website pornography is one thing. People log in and they're kind of, they know it's wrong, but like with regards to like the ones in novels, it's like it's become so widespread, someone could just casually say in a conversation, yeah, I read that novel, this novel, and it's like, it's like equivalent to saying I went to this website and did this. It's pretty much the same thing.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yani protect us and save us from bluntly just saying or broadcasting our sin, wala'adhu billah. I have one of my sheikhs was saying, like, be careful of ilf al-ma'siyah. Be careful of getting used to sin, not by sinning, but by accepting even the sin to be part of the norm of the society. So when you see everybody is doing these things, it becomes norm. Today, I was actually talking about pornography addiction in one of the schools here in Australia.
Yeah.
And after the class, two students came to me very frankly and jokingly saying that, yeah, we've been watching a lot, so what's the big deal? They got used to just broadcast about their sins openly. Even there is no shame nowadays from these things. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our youth. Ameen.
So, I mean, how big of a problem is this, especially in the Muslim community?
Particularly the Muslim community or in general? Because it's a problem.
Okay, you can say generally. Okay, you can say generally, but...
Because in the beginning, I never thought that it's a big problem amongst the Muslim community. In the beginning, I was in denial. But in certain Muslim country, I was begging the organizers to announce about a workshop. I have, alhamdulillah, developed 5 workshops titled I Protect. And it tackles pornography addictions from different angles. So one workshop for boys only, one workshop for girls only, one workshop for parents and educators, imams, and so on. So I was trying to tell the organizers to promote these workshops in a Muslim country, 100% Muslim country, nearly 100% Muslim country. And the workshop was on a weekday. And out of 2,000 people, 400 have shown up. And out of the 2,000, I've received over 200 plus emails on that very day when the people know that I'm tackling this subject from that particular country. So it is a big problem among the Muslims, and we have to face it. Today I have a workshop in a Muslim school, and most of the students have confessed that they have problems with pornography. Many of them said that this is the only one thing that distracts us from studying. It's a major problem that we should face, and we should be frank about it, and we should talk about it, because I believe that if we don't talk about our problems, how in the world are we going to solve them?
That's true. Right?
In that particular country also, they were against it. Many ulama, many scholars, many mashayikh, may Allah bless them and reward them for their efforts and for teaching us our deen. But they were telling me not to speak about the subject because you may open the eyes of the people who doesn't know about pornography. I say, excuse me, we are in a time that I don't believe that kids doesn't know about pornography. I was in the Philippines. Just a couple of months ago, I was in the Philippines and I entered a cyber cafe and I saw kids as 9, 10, and 12 were browsing pornography in the public, in a public cyber cafe, internet cafe.
That's awful.
Yeah, it is. It is. So, yeah. But we wanted to tell the people also that not only Muslims are addicted to this. Churches have declared that many Christian, ministers, pastors have been caught in the act of this thing. Many people have confessed their addiction to porn in churches. I was talking to a friend of mine from the Christian background, who himself was addicted for, and he said that he's now been free for over 3 years from porn, and he established in the church like a discussion group and a support group for those who are addicted to porn. So it's a wide problem. It's not only amongst the Muslims. Many people are suffering.
So it's a general problem regardless of religion. Everyone, like many people all over the world, are suffering.
Yes, sister, those sex therapists in the past, they used to actually advise couples to watch pornography so that they can enhance their sexual activities and so on. Yeah. And those same people who were advised, they ran back to these sex therapists, telling them that we have a problem regarding porn. So the sex therapist now, the specialist and neuroscientists, have realized that this is a major problem. It's not a simple problem. It's an addictive thing. And anything addictive is dangerous because it controls your brain. It makes you, act out of control. So, it's a major problem. That may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assist me and other people who are working in this area to help others, inshallah.
So with regards to like you mentioned earlier about how kids who were really addicted to pornography, they had trouble studying. So how else does it affect a person and their productivity and their ability to lead a good life? Okay. How does porn affect that?
Okay, pornography in the modern form now is very aggressive in nature. It is very well scripted and planned and so on and so forth. Why? So that they make you come back. That's the trick. And these images would last for years. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created for us our human cameras, the eyes, which can store the images instantly in our brain. That's why we could still remember images from 20 years back, 30 years back. We can still see them as if they happened yesterday. So when you see these bad images, wala'adhu billah, it lasts for so long. And I have been talking to so many people who are addicted to porn, and some of them would say that when we say Allahu Akbar in prayer, we see porn. When we say Allahu Akbar, all these images will come forward. Yeah, they will be just saying Al-Fatiha while they are seeing these images. That's why many of the Muslims, unfortunately, and many of the religious people have turned into robots, human beings. They can recite Al-Fatiha, they can recite Al-Quran, but their hearts are dead. And one of the reasons why their hearts are dead is because of these sexual images that are always, all the time in their mind. It's viewed in their minds, wala'adhu billah. So this could affect, of course, on our productivity. I was also, a student told me that every time I would intend to study and make my assignment on the internet, I will end up watching porn. So if you're not addicted, you wouldn't end up watching porn. You would be focused all the time on your task at hand and so on. So yeah, it can badly affect on person's productivity. It can cause you, to lose your job, to lose your wife, as we explained in the example earlier of that man who divorced his wife divorced him actually because she found out that he's addicted to porn.
Yeah,
you can easily, your wife can easily leave you because wives normally who would catch their husband or know about their activity, they would feel that they were betrayed by this behavior or that there is something wrong with them. It can destroy the entire family. So yeah.
So it just pretty much has this especially on a productivity level, it just has this pull that it every time you try to do something, you just get pulled back to going back to pornography.
Your mind is occupied with these images. And that's the danger of anything related to dopamine addiction. There is
Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this dopamine hormone in our brain for a purpose, for our excitement, for our happiness, for the things that we perform and actually like them. So if I like sugar, for example, or sweet, there is a pathway is created in my brain reminding me from time to time to eat sweet and enjoy dessert and so on and so forth. And every time I wanted to do these things that I like, that I love, that I enjoy doing it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala naturally will produce this dopamine so that I can feel that enjoyment. But when we do it the wrong way, even during sexual intimacy between husbands and wife, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would also produce that dopamine in our brain so that we can enjoy this relationship. But when we do it through screens online, what happens is that the brain gets disturbed or disrupted, and then the dopamine will be fired in large quantity that would not make us satisfied. And that's why many addicts would say that they will spend the night, the whole night, many hours, just searching for the right clip or the right image so that they reach to that level of satisfaction. Why? Because the level of dopamine in the brain has reached to a very big level, wa'ayadu billah, that they are not satisfied anymore. And subhanAllah, when that dopamine drops in quantity, what happens? The end is depression and anxiety, and some people will go on cutting their hands and harm themselves because they are depressed. They are not feeling well. Yeah, so anything of that sort is very harmful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us.
Mm. So what about the thing in which some people would say, okay, I'm actually, like they actually blame their pornography addiction because they're not married, or because they're saying, okay, look, we don't have a place to fulfill our desires in a halal way. So they're like, I'm going to watch pornography. I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
Okay. So the justification happens because, we know that the actual zina, wal'ayadu billah, is something very hateful. So the people say, okay, watching porn and masturbation is a lesser sin. Even some scholars of the past, they used to actually say that masturbation is okay so long as it prevents you from falling into the actual act of zina, wal'ayadu billah. And they were absolutely right. But now we know that actually pornography would lead to addiction of pornography, and pornography is something that will always escalate. You will never be satisfied with one type of porn. You will always escalate. So those who are watching the normal movies and sexual images and all that, they will not be satisfied anymore, so they will escalate. They will go to something different to satisfy their needs. And at the end, they will go for zina. That's the problem. It is always escalating until to a certain point that you will decide to go out and search for a prostitution house or a dirty massage houses or whatever, so that you can satisfy your desire in reality now. You don't want the screen anymore. You want the actual sex. So if that's the case, then it's haram now. So avoid it once and for all. Don't go for that justification. The second point is marriage does not solve the problem of addiction. Many people think, and one of the misconceptions is that, inshallah, so long as I'm single, I will go for pornography and masturbation. And when I get married, I will be okay. That's absolutely wrong. You will be okay maybe for a couple of months because you will experience something new. But after that, immediately the brain will remind you of pornography and the time where you used to spend hours on your computer. So that's the danger. Marriage does not solve the problem of addiction. Marriage just solves part of it.
They're two separate issues.
Right. Mm. Right. So you have to find a solution right now without further delay. The more you indulge into this, it will cause many sexual problems, even because you're watching. Also, one of the things that people must know is that they always watch certain type of people, certain, you know, with certain bodies, with certain look and so on, because they are carefully selected by the, you know, this and directors and producers of these dirty movies. They select different type of people, special people with different bodies and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
But the problem when we get married, we look at our wives, they're not as, you know, I don't want to say as look exactly as those actresses and those actors. And then we wanted to implement what we have seen. We want to practice the same thing that we've been watching for years. We cannot because it requires different types of bodies. Then we lose interest in the halal intimacy. And that's the most dangerous thing of all. Yeah, and you've been doing haram. And at the end, when you got married in a halal way, now you don't want even to do the halal intimacy. So it's something really we have to stop and find a solution. And I always say that the only solution is to tell someone. And one of the most important things is you have to tell someone. No one is getting cured on his own when it comes to pornography addiction.
That's true. Now we're getting close to the end of the interview, and to our audience who are listening, again, this is the first part of a three-part series. So please stay tuned for the next parts in which we'll be covering more on protection and cure. However, just to end off this episode on a positive note, I want to put forward the question, Wa'il, about cure. Like, is cure possible? As in, can someone who's drowned in addiction recover and get back into a normal life?
Absolutely, yes, a million yes. But it requires sacrifice. It requires some sacrifices. It requires willpower. It requires reaching the right people who will guide you through, your recovery. And when I mentioned sacrifice, I mean your internet at home, your mobile phone, your smartphones. These are the means by which you're using to pleasure yourself, wal'iyadhu billah. So get rid of them for a while. Put them, away from your bedroom. Don't ever take devices in your bedroom. Sacrifice that. If you cannot sacrifice any of these things that makes you go into, these sites, wal'iyadhu billah, then there will be no way for you to get any recovery. But recovery is possible. Alhamdulillah, I've been treating many people, over 70 cases. I can guarantee that they're, alhamdulillah, free totally from porn, and they're living a very healthy life now, alhamdulillah. Many of them are now even more productive. One of them is the brother that I mentioned earlier, who was 18 years old a couple of years back, and he discovered his talent of being, doing these handcrafts and handiwork. Now he's busy doing that, and he's not using smartphones at all, because that was his problem. That was the tool by which he used for porn. Wal'iyadhu billah, he gave it up. Actually, it's with me now. That phone, it's with me. He gave it to me. Yeah. But what I mean is he sacrificed something that he used to be very attached to.
Yeah.
And that's smartphones. And now he got just a normal phone for calls and texts and so on. And he stayed away from Facebook and internet and YouTube videos, useless YouTube videos and so on. And he's, mashallah, very healthy now. So cure is possible, but you have to be a man. And when I'm saying man here, it doesn't mean that it's not applicable for women. Because when we say be a man, it means tough a situation. Enough. Yeah, be tough. Man doesn't, the word rajul in Arabic doesn't mean just man. It means also sometimes it refers to woman. Yeah. So manhood is different than malehood. Okay. So,
Yeah.
So, you be tough. You tell someone who you trust and find a way to get out of this, problem. Because the problem with pornography addicts is that they're not happy anymore. They don't like to watch. They don't want to watch, yet they keep coming back again and again because they are out of control. So the cure is possible, but you need to sacrifice certain things. And I think in the next episodes, we'll talk in details.
More about cure.
Inshallah.
Well, alhamdulillah, that's a big relief to hear, and hope you give hope to a lot of people who are listening to this, especially those who are struggling with this addiction. And so pretty much that wraps up today's interview. Jazakallah khair for coming on and sharing your insights on this topic. And we look forward to having you back on again.
Inshallah. I just want to end up by saying a word for those people who are addicts, that your addiction is not you. You are not your addiction. You are a person who was trapped somehow within the cycle of this problem, and you can't find a way out. So inshallah, we are telling you from this position that there is a way out. There are many people who are, alhamdulillah, who won the battle against pornography, and you can do it too. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the month of Ramadan the month for you, the starting point for your recovery, inshallah. I mean.
Yeah, that's a really good opportunity to use Ramadan for this.
Yep, absolutely. Yep. Absolutely.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. So inshallah, we'll have you back on again for our next part of these interviews. So till then, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you.
So everyone, I hope you've enjoyed this episode and taken away many insights. Remember, there are show notes available with each of these episodes. So what I mean by show notes is that anything that we've mentioned, like say if one of our guests mentioned a book that they like, or even how to contact our guest and get in touch with them, you can be able to find this out on our show notes. So these show notes are accessible over at productivemuslimpodcast.com. You can also find this out on our, you can also find this on our blog as well. So that's our main blog, Productive Muslim Podcast. And on a side note though, just with regards to this particular topic, there's actually a course that has been released on pornography addiction on the Productive Muslim Academy. So if you really want to learn more about this, you are struggling with this, or you know someone who is struggling with this, then please do check out this course at productivemuslimacademy.com. So apart from that, we will be releasing part two of this episode next week, inshallah. So I hope to see you there. And that's all from me. So please have a great weekend. And remember, everyone, be sincere, work hard.